This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
So here we are, and we don't know what time it is for everybody else around the world, but for us, it's in the middle of the afternoon, and it's a beautiful day. So anyway, enough about that.
Be open and willing to learn from the criticism of others. But remember, neither your popularity or your ability to please other people is a legitimate measure of your worth and value. You already have value because you are God's child. Man, don't, you're a child of the King.
Don't ever forget that. And if you didn't know that, guess what? You're a child of the King.
You are. And the scripture for this is in Ephesians 4:20-24. But that isn't what you learned about Christ. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's an awesome way to start a week.
Knowing who you are in Christ.
Oh, my goodness.
Walking around with your head up going, wow, my dad's a king. That makes me a princess or a prince.
That's right.
The most high God who really and truly does love you.
You know, and really and truly, I mean, your popularity, like we said, and
your worth and value.
Yeah, your worth and value. That comes from Jesus.
It does.
I mean, so many times we do things in our lives. I know I did before I knew Christ, especially. To be noticed,
mm-hmm.
You know.
To please people.
To
get their approval.
Yeah. And because I had a void.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what my true value was.
Right.
You know. But on February 20th, years ago, I found out I am very, very valuable. You know.
It changes everything.
It does.
You are so free from playing those games,
mm-hmm.
and trying to keep up and do all the things that you think are going to keep you in the crowd and accepted and thought well of. All that goes because you know that you're okay with God, and that's what matters the most.
That's right. You know, and you know, just thinking back, I mean, that day when Christ came into my life, I mean, just immediately, I knew that I was valuable. And then as I started reading the Bible and really investigating the people who God chose to in the Bible, in the Old Testament, Moses,
mm-hmm.
and Noah, Abraham, Ezekiel, Joshua, Jacob, Isaac, I mean, all of them, David, all of them had flaws.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure before they gave their life totally to God, that they thought they weren't valuable. Well, you know what? God thought differently. And he said, that's exactly the person I want to use.
Mm-hmm.
That's the person who will go to bat for me. That's the person who will be the team player. That's the person who will go the extra mile for my son Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's what he did. Look at Paul in the New Testament. Oh my goodness, honey. I mean, he was a murderer of Christians.
Right.
He would go into villages and ransack people and take them to prison and just for speaking the word.
Can you imagine what people would say about him after knowing him before and seeing that transformation?
Well, even the disciples.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, just being there. We can read about it.
Exactly.
Just being there.
I mean, I mean, when Barnabas brought him to the 12, you know, to the disciples, I mean, they looked at Barnabas like, "Are you nuts?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's going to kill us."
Well, you know, and on a practical level, I can look back at my life on things that I did and that you have done as well, and go, "I didn't know who I was," and I can see other people doing really crazy stuff and stuff that makes absolutely no sense, and they just don't know who they are.
Right.
Meaning they don't know who they are in Christ. They don't know their true identity. They don't know how well, you know, how much they're loved. They just don't understand the love that God has for them.
Mm.
And once you grasp that and you accept that from Him, you can really let yourself off the hook and go, that just wasn't me. I didn't know, but I know now. It is just such a joy to take on that righteousness, that robe of righteousness that He gives us.
Not self-righteousness, you know,
and it's pretty—it's pretty big at first, but you know, you'll grow into it.
Yeah.
You'll grow into it. No, not self-righteousness.
Oh no!
Just know who you are.
That's
because
right.
of who you belong to.
Right.
Who's your daddy?
That's right.
Right. Who's your daddy?
And you want everyone to experience that.
You do.
You know. I mean, you know, like we've said in many of our podcasts, you know, people might ask, you know, well, how do you know there's a God, and how do you know there's a Jesus? Well, you know what? Give your life to Him.
Yeah.
You'll find out.
You know, when I was growing up.
Give it to Him. I'm sorry, but give it your life to Him with a cheerful heart.
Genuinely.
And genuinely, you really want to be a part of the family of God.
What I was going to say was, when I was growing up, my parents had a saying, "You know better than to act like that."
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly right.
You still say that to me, honey.
I did know better than to act like that.
That's true.
You know, and that, if you think about that one phrase, we do know better than to act like that. But we're still flesh. We're still tempted. But when you remember, oh, yeah, that's not who I am.
Yeah.
And you know, we do have these shortcomings. We do have these recurring weaknesses. But you just dust yourself back up and go, that's the old me trying to surface again. I'm living from my lower self instead of my higher self. And and give yourself a break and go, no, I'm not doing that.
That's right.
That is not who I am anymore.
You know, in the first part of our of today, we talked about being open and willing to learn from the criticism of others. You know, a lot of times we can't hear criticism because of our pride. I know at times I have a hard time hearing that. You know, but if we really look into it, they're really trying to make you better.
Well, and that's why we're so passionate about mentorship.
That's right.
And it's not even an act of criticism.
Mm-mm.
Someone who will tell you the truth about yourself is the best friend that you can ever have. They take a risk on saying to you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Because they take a risk that you're not going to be around tomorrow.
That's right.
But you know what? They love you enough to say, here's what it is. And you and I both have mentors, and we always tell those that we mentor, if you get a little uneasy about all this stuff, just remember we've got somebody else that is doing the same thing with us.
That's right.
But, you know, people that will tell you the truth, they're so valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why mentorship is so important. People go for years with stuff, and nobody had told them. And you bring that out in the service. Have you thought about this before? And they're like, no one's ever told me that.
Wow.
It's just like this, all this stuff just starts to break off. But now I'm talking too much about what we're so passionate about, which is mentorship. But it's so crucial to everybody. I don't care how long you've been in the faith.
Yeah, that's
everybody
right.
needs somebody that's going to believe in them and tell them the truth.
That's right. That's right, because God works through people.
So learn from these things you're terming as criticism.
Yeah.
Some of it's true, some of it's not. Learn from it.
That's right.
Thank them.
Yes.
If they're not being mean.
Or judgmental.
Right.
Right. But remember, you know, you are valuable.
Yes.
Okay? You're valuable in God's eyes. Okay? It doesn't matter how much money you have, how much money you don't have, what situations you're in, or whatever. God looks at everybody the same. You are valuable to Jesus Christ. And if you don't know that,
you do now.
You do now. And here's your chance to give your life to Him. And if for some reason you've walked away, come back today, please.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, thank You for this time we've had with everyone around the world listening to our podcast. We pray blessings upon them, Father. And we say thank You so much for their support.
Yes.
And Lord, we ask those who have never known You and those who have, who may have walked away, to pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord, I believe and know that You died on the cross, You rose on the third day, and You gave Your life for me. I need You, Jesus. Be my Savior. Because You died on the cross, I'm asking for forgiveness of my sins, and my sins are forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, amen. But listen, we want to ask you too, if you would, if you prayed that prayer, if you have any comments or prayer requests, email us at info@livingitup.org. And we would also like for you to start forwarding these podcasts to maybe some of your friends. You know, maybe some of your friends who don't know Jesus.
Yeah.
This is a nice little way to do it.
And it's different.
Yeah, it's different. You know,
we're different.
You know, we're not the norm. So maybe it's just that little nudge they need.
Right.
So please forward our podcast to your friends and family. We would really, really appreciate that.
And until then, remember, be open and willing to learn from the criticism of other people. But remember, neither your popularity or your ability to please other people is legitimate measures of your worth and value. You already have worth and value because you are God's child.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're valuable to us, and we sure love y'all. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. And remember, begin again
while living it up.